We've got to talk to Rick Hart. He's the administrator from Central Coast Council, and he is with us right now. We've got him. Rick, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Rick.
G'day, guys.
How are you, buddy?
Tired and hungry, but looking good, mate.
That's a great tired and hungry.
Now, listen, at least you've had a shower.
Yeah, that's well, right. we hope. Hey, is it true? Has our debt dropped below $4 million? $400 million on the coast.
In a sense it has, yes. I mean, bear in mind we have two numbers there. There's the $365 million bank debt, which is obviously still with us. The other number was made up of the $200 million that were unlawfully used. So our current cash position vis-a-vis that $200 million is we're down to around about a balance of 20-odd million. But having said that, the debt that is supported by a surplus in the general fund, and we have an underlying deficit which we can't touch in the water and sewer of about $44 million. So we're actually looking pretty damn good compared to where we were this time last year.
All right, I'm bamboozled. There were a lot of numbers there. So we had $565 million in debt, and what it's saying in reports is that we're now down to somewhere around $400 million. As a total capsule, is that close to the mark?
Yeah, no, let's simplify it. We're doing really well. We've paid off a big chunk of the unlawfully used funds. We've repaid those back to the restricted reserves, externally restricted reserves, and we've repaid a lot back to the internally restricted reserves. But our bank debt just stays the same, and there's nothing wrong with the bank debt.
Gotcha.
Rick, when I watch the news or a Current Affair and I see a story coming up, I go, oh, don't be the Central Coast. And I go, oh, God, it's the Central Coast. And I saw one the other night about the lady who had her car crushed. Has there been an investigation from the council about how her car was taken away and crushed?
Yes, there has. And it was a stuff-up inside the organisation, no question about that. But having said that, in the television program,
Did they get it wrong again?
In a word, it wasn't the full story. But we'll never try and correct that. One glaring error that was said and never repeated is the vehicle was not outside her daughter's place. The vehicle was a block away. So that when we door knocked all up the street, nobody knew, of course, the vehicle, and we had several complaints from residents there saying the vehicle's been here for as long as June, and we have CCTV footage that says backs that up, but the vehicle had been there since June. So when it was said it had only been there a couple of months and it was outside the daughter's place, it wasn't strictly true. But anyway, it's over. We have fixed up. We've changed the protocols and it won't happen again.
We have to get to the bottom of things here at Triple M. I think we've done that beautifully there.
Thank you, Rick.
Now, the Terrigal Lagoon upgrade.
Tick.
Yes, here we go. So people are saying Terrigal's getting a bit too much of a slant in funding considering the boardwalk.
That's what bloody Crouchy's doing.
I was just going to say, I think you should talk to the local member there.
Yeah.
He's very successful at getting money for his electorate. I would remind him from time to time, he is the parliamentary secretary for the Central Coast.
And yes.
It might be deserving of other areas to get some handouts. But to be fair, there is money going to other areas, but some of the glamour projects, if we can call them that, do appear to be heading the Terrigal way.
Well, it is a tourist magnet,
Mecca.
Isn't it?
It is. Look, it's unbelievably busy. I mean, the roading network around there is really failing. The state government, does need to keep putting some grants in around there to sort some of that stuff out. But it is a magnet down that southern part of the coastline. In fact, all the coastline up the Central Coast is becoming a magnet for people to come to.
Rick, I'll just let you know that there is a new lift at Narara Station, which is going to be opened on Monday by Crouchy and myself. That's on the 29th.
There's that and there's fire stations. The money is being spread around, I'll call them the glamour projects.
He's a glamour puss though, Crouchy.
I couldn't make a comment like that.
Yeah, he is, because the state election's coming up.
Stop trying to entrap the man.
No, he does all right. Oh, he does all right. And, mate, anything else from the council chambers? Or with that debt getting down, all seems to be forging ahead.
At the moment, I would call it happy days.
Oh, good stuff.
we're making progress, substantial progress, and you know, I still really hope that the minister will be in a position to be able to return democracy, hopefully with very different set of councillors in September next year.
Right. Yeah.
If you can knock off, you know, like a quarter of your debt in 1 year, are we looking like, they said this was a 30-year problem. Well, how long is it going to take, do you reckon, in short?
It's going to take us less than that on the current projections. We're down to, well, to give you the October financial results, which is 4 months into the trading year, we're $18 million on the bottom line ahead of budget.
Oh, as you said, happy days, and all three of us ready to go.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend's gone, my cycle out, ready to race for you.
Rick Hart, administrator from Central Coast Council. Thanks for joining us this morning, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
No problem at all. See you later.
See you, buddy.